Still sneaking snacks into the movie theater.
All orifices filled.
Oh no.
I'm lucky my colon didn't burst during the Oppenheimer and Barbie double feature.
No.
It's the I Can't Complain podcast.
The grand scheme of things, I can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain. Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Can't complain.
Who's gonna complain? Huh? Him?
I'm gonna sit here and complain.
Welcome to the show. My name is John. Spring is right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Spring is approaching rapidly, and you know what that means. A few things happen. During spring, the flowers bloom, they start to sprout and emerge from the earth. The crackheads come out of hiding to spin the signs for tax prep places. Liberty Tax Service is prepared to hire the best and brightest crackheads that your city has to offer to spin those signs this spring. And you might say, John, they're crackheads. They're not going to work. My ass, they're not going to work. Drugs are in season, ladies and gentlemen. February's over. March is here. The meth is in season. The crack's in season. It's all in season. The weed's in season. It's all in season. That's what I'm saying. It's drug season 2024. And I'm not telling you how to live your life. If you want to smoke crack and dress up as Lady Liberty and spin a sign all afternoon, if it gets you through another day here on Earth, you know, knock yourself out. Who am I to judge you? I've done worse than dress up as Lady Liberty and spin a sign high on crack. But really, as much as the sprouting flowers and the crackhead spinning the signs tell me that spring's right around the corner, there's another annual rite of passage that really lets me know the weather's warming up and people are going to come out of hiding. I'm talking about the people selling steaks out of a van. They're back. They're back, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you know about them and maybe you don't, but they're prepared to pull up to a local abandoned lot near you this spring and sell meat out of their trunk. Now, of course, the quality of the meat is complete dog shit and unfit for human consumption, but I'll give them credit for this. They show up every spring. At the first sign of spring, they're in a local abandoned lot near me and they're pimping the meat out of their trunk and you cannot stop them. There's nothing you can do to keep them away from your city. But I guess I'm thankful to have somebody tell me it's barbecue season, that it's time to go outside and fire up the grill. Shit, these people are more reliable than Punxsutawney Phil. They're more reliable than the groundhog is. When they show up, that's when I really know spring is here. The groundhog said, what did he say, 6 more weeks of winter? No, he didn't. He said an early spring, remember? You got it wrong. You were wrong. No, I wasn't. Yes, I was, Jessica. I think I was wrong. Or maybe the groundhog was wrong. You ever think about that? Don't you disrespect the groundhog, you son of a bitch. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to disrespect the groundhog, Jessica. All I'm saying is I put my winter parka away, not when the groundhog tells me to do it, but when these people show up to sell steaks out of their trunks. I'm offended. I'm leaving. I'll be back. If you're lucky, I'll be back. I might not be back. I'm going to go walk this off. I'm going to the mall. I'm going to do some laps at the mall. Jessica's out of here. Evidently, she's going to do laps at the mall. Now, of course, I don't actually patronize these places. I hear the advertisements on the radio a lot. Lots of times when they're coming to a local city near you, they'll do a radio blitz where they just play the commercial seemingly every commercial break. And they'll try and lure you in, usually offering you some deal like 20 ribeyes for $30 or $40. And you actually look at the ribeyes and they're paper thin. You can look through the son of a bitch. And they're low quality. Now, it's not appealing to me. Something about buying T-bones off of a junkie out of a Chevy conversion van never appealed to me. Buying meat that's been sitting out in the hot early spring sun for extended durations of time, it's just never appealed to me. What can I say? But referring to these individuals that sell the meat out of conversion vans, referring to them as junkies might be a little bit too generous. It might be giving them a little bit too much credit. These are people who can't get jobs selling timeshares. They're essentially on the same level as carnies because they move around. They move from town to town. They're never in one place very long. This is the rare type of job where you apply to it and you get rejected because your criminal history is too short. The people in charge of hiring the traveling meat carnies probably look at the criminal history and they're like, yeah, we liked a lot of what we saw. We noticed you did a break-in and entering back in 1994. And we like you and everything, but the only issue is we have a lot of applicants with more recent criminal history on their background. We got a guy who just killed a lady last week we're thinking about hiring. And they move around so much, they tell you, yeah, if you don't like the product, just bring it back. Little do you know they won't be in the same location tomorrow that they were yesterday. Good luck finding their asses to return the shit. I'm imagining a guy going to return a $200 value pack, supposedly box of chicken breasts that he bought the day before, and he can't find these son of a bitches. He's driving all around town with a frozen box of chicken in his trunk, just looking for the bastards. His trunk's hanging half open. All his friends are stopping him around town. Like, what you doing, Bob? Why are you riding around with a trunk full of meat? And Bob has to explain that he got suckered yesterday and he accidentally bought $800 worth of frozen meat that wasn't fit for human consumption. And I know I've talked about living on the fringes of society, but I think these people have just taken it too far. We can't call ourselves the most advanced civilization in the history of mankind and at the same time allow people to sell frozen, paper-thin ribeyes out of their trunk in a mall parking lot. It doesn't work like that. USDA inspected my ass. God knows how they got this meat. They probably did a drive-by in Nebraska and tied a rope around the legs of some steer and drug him back into town. Either that or these animals that they're feeding us are just so old that they should have been used for dog food. And even if it is USDA inspected like they claim, it doesn't mean it's going to taste good. You're not getting prime or choice meat. This is select at best, and there's only one level below select here in the United States, and I don't even know the name of it. I truthfully don't, but I think it's considered pet grade. And because we live in the lawless country known as the United States, I doubt there's any regulations on the book to prevent them from technically serving it to humans. This is where my heart goes out and I pity people who are arriving in the United States for the first time. And let's say they get picked up at the airport and they take a taxi from the airport and the first thing that they see is a family of four, the collective weight between them probably somewhere just north of a metric ton, and they're buying a 40-pound box of lukewarm, previously frozen chicken breast off of a felon out of the back of a 1997 conversion van, side skirts and window curtains and all. I mean, that right there is enough to send anybody back. The would-be immigrants are just going to tell the taxi driver, turn this bitch around, I'm getting back on the plane. I'm going back to Zimbabwe. And the taxi driver is just going to say, sir, it's war-torn. It's not safe in Zimbabwe. And that's when the immigrant's going to tell the taxi driver, fuck it, I'll take my chances. Because I can't live around people like this. I can't participate in this. If I have to eat like this, I'll take my chances with starvation. Fuck a little genocide. I'm going back to Zimbabwe. So don't blame the immigrants for this. Whatever you do, don't blame the immigrants. This is Americans doing this shit. Next time you drive past a conversion van and somebody's hawking meat, you best believe that's an American doing that shit. If you don't believe me, you don't even have to go to a mall parking lot and find out for yourself. Nope, there's some advertisements that I found online. I went online. John explored the internet. I was looking for radio commercials. But I didn't find any radio commercials online. But I did find a lot of live on location spots for the news, co-branding sponsorship type shit. And I'm pretty sure they all go the exact same way. If you've seen one, you've seen them all, so let's watch one. In the year of our Lord 2021, the meat caravan rolled through Chattanooga, Tennessee, and KZ106, the radio station, they couldn't resist sending somebody out to do a live on location. Let's check out how it went. I guarantee they're in a mall parking lot somewhere.
KZ106, it is time for you to pick up 20 ribeyes for $40.
20 for 40. Come on down for the 20 ribeyes for $40, and then we're going to pressure you and we're going to sucker you into buying some more shit that you don't need. Do you need a $300 box of chicken breast? Because that's what you're leaving with.
Bradley Square Mall is where you want to be. That is where the big, huge truckload sale is going on. You see,
there's no truckload involved in the sale at all. In reality, it's a Chevy conversion van that is rolled up. They've set up a cheap white tent, and they're offering 20 ribeyes for $40, and it's not a deal. Regardless of how they're selling it, it's not a deal.
And right there, 20 ribeyes, $40, your chance to come on by and check it out. Bradley Square Mall right behind Steak and Shake now.
Right behind Steak and Shake. God damn, I guarantee that Steak and Shake is closed now. It's probably been burned down for insurance money. I guarantee the mall's closed too. This entire parking lot's probably just been leveled.
Tent here. Let me say that again. You see the tent here. Let's see the meat.
This is not my audio, by the way. This is their audio cracking.
Handy dandy camera guy walk around.
I want to point out that except for an RV, all that's in the parking lot is a trailer and an RV. I guess they're living in the RV, just traveling around selling meat. No customers and nothing else in the parking lot. It's a nice spring day.
Around with me. This is the meat.
They have a sign that just says USDA, but it doesn't even say inspected. It's like they're just advertising for the USDA. The word inspected has been removed from the sign. This meat is uninspected and unfit for human consumption. There's an American flag, and it looks like this man's going to go talk to the meat guy. I haven't watched this yet. I'm pretty excited.
That you are going to pick up. Let's take a look at it.
These live on locations, they have to be the worst. If you're an employee of the radio station and you're sent to do this shit, you just hope that you have a heart attack in your sleep the night before so you don't have to actually show up for work.
20 ribeyes for
$40. 20 ribeyes for $40 right here, guys. 20 ribeyes, $40.
It looks like something that Costco would reject. It's bulk packed, and it just looks like shit. It's all frozen. This shit's been frozen for longer than I've been alive, and I'm in my 30s.
And don't forget about our special deals with the radio station
don't
here.
Don't forget about them. I didn't know about them until right now.
Deals on steaks, all right?
This guy's going straight into salesman mode.
All right, we're talking New York strips, pork.
New York, what? Let's go back. Is he actually sure of what he's selling? Let's hear this again.
Talking New York strips.
New York strips, New York ribeyes. I don't know if he knows what he's selling.
Porterhouse T-bones.
Porterhouse T-bones.
Filet mignons.
Filet mignons. Those filet mignons. I wouldn't feed my cat those filet mignons.
Thicker cut ribeyes, all right? This is what you got.
Thicker cut ribeyes. Notice he said thicker cut ribeyes because those are the ribeyes. I don't want to say they're edible. They're still not worth a shit, but they're better than the ribeyes that are included in the 20 for $40. I can guarantee goddamn to you that. You ain't getting 20 of those motherfuckers. I'm looking at them right now. Those the ones he's showing us are probably about 3/4 inch thick. The ones that are included in the 20 for $40, they're so paper thin. Some people would argue that it's actually not a steak. Some people will debate on whether the steak actually exists or not, because there's so little matter that comprises it.
I just want to see. Don't forget about the chicken as well, all right?
Don't forget about how much shit you got here. They brought the truck. They got everything. They got the beef, the chicken. Next, they're going to tell me they got pork.
Boneless, skinless chicken breast as
they
well, all right?
Chicken breast. That's all they ever offer, chicken breast. I know how to cook. Most people don't know how to cook. I can barely cook a chicken breast. You got to get that shit right. Everybody overcooks chicken breast. And when you buy a frozen chicken breast that's been in the deep freeze for decades, there's no redeeming it.
Steaks right here, chicken over here.
And I'm not saying that all frozen food, by the way, has to be like shit, but it's freezer burned. It's the wrong color. It looks bad. It smells bad from here.
Sun-dried tomato basil.
Sun-dried tomato basil. Wait, we gotta go back. This motherfucker's offering sun-dried tomato basil chicken, I guess?
Here, sun-dried tomato basil. Got your all-natural chicken.
Is it on meat or? I don't know what's going on.
Plain chicken. Chipotle.
Oh yeah, Chipotle. And that Chipotle chicken looks like it's seen better. It's looking rough.
Right here's your lemon pepper chicken.
God damn, how many chickens do you have?
Followed by your Southwestern style chicken. Last but not least.
Oh no, another
right here for the kids. You got your country style chicken tender as well.
For the kids? Country style chicken tenders? I guess because it's not seasoned at all. God damn, that's a bad way for a chicken to go out. I don't care that it was raised in complete darkness and never actually lived a life. The fact that we're degrading it and the fact that we're disrespecting it on this level, it's not good.
We got seafood, bulk specials on seafood as well. You got your pollock fillets.
Why, what? Did he say pollock? I can say it. I'm Polish. I don't know if you're allowed to say that. Let's listen to this again.
As well, you got your pollock fillets.
Pollock fillets. I think it's pollock. I think that's the word you're looking for. I swear he said pollock. He's just dropping casual racial slurs just to keep us on our toes.
Next up, you got your pollock fillets as well. You got your pollock fillets.
Jesus.
Next up, you're going to have your breaded butterfly shrimp.
Okay? How much do you expect us to buy? And notice he's just laying all this out in the hot sun. I mean, they're under a tent, but it's Tennessee. It's going to be warm. It's probably going to be mid to upper 70s. This shit's not fresh.
Next up, you're going to have your walk-off salmon.
Yeah, let's just throw some more shit on top. He's just piling this all on a table.
Shrimp scampi. My favorite right there, your Argentine red jumbo shrimp.
They are good.
Red shrimp, and last but not least.
But they're not good when they come from you.
Tilapia fillets, all right, guys?
Jesus Christ, those tilapia fillets, they don't even resemble food. What is that?
We're out here with the radio station. We got special deals on everything, all right? We're trying to...
This guy is in his, I'm going to say, mid-20s, and he looks like he's been professionally ripping people off his entire life. He's looking at the camera right now, and he looks like he's just looking into our souls, saying, come on down. I got a bunch of junk, and you know you want it.
20 ribeyes for $40. All right, come on out. Come take a look at us. We'll show you everything, and...
You just showed me everything.
We're going to have a party, all right?
I guess they are maybe on the radio. I don't know if this was necessary. I don't know why they're filming this if it's a radio station. I don't know what's going on. I guess maybe they put it on their website. I don't know. There's some kickbacks involved.
Go, guys. Let's go.
I think I'm out of
meat
a job.
Party.
He knows how to do it all. 20 ribeyes.
Of course he knows how to
$40,
do it. He's been professionally ripping
chicken,
people off his entire
and
life.
Seafood.
This is just one of his other ventures, probably. And I'm not trying to throw shade at this guy. I'm not even sure we got his name. He didn't give us his name. He just went into straight sales mode.
Ribeyes, $40, premium chicken, pork, and...
He didn't even show us the ribeyes. I think he showed us everything except the ribeyes. They're not proud of these ribeyes. They'll advertise the ribeyes, but they won't stand behind the ribeyes.
And seafood.
I need a ribeye that my meat man will stand behind.
Food, ribeyes. You got New York Strip, Kansas strips. City Strip. It is all.
And it abruptly cut off. That man said, fuck it, I'm out. And they cut the feed. The cameraman couldn't take it anymore. He said, I can't do this anymore. The segment's over. We're going home. I guess the moral of the story is don't buy your food off of transients. I don't even think that guy gave his name. I'm surprised he wasn't wearing a ski mask to cover his face. I heard somebody say this week, you've got to do things you've never done to get things you've never gotten. Maybe I need to start selling meat out of a van. I dwelled on that phrase for a few days, though, guys. I just kept repeating it. You've got to do things you've never done to get things you've never gotten. And while I was thinking about it, it occurred to me that we're over 2 months into 2024. And it's not looking great, guys. It's really not. And there's no nice way to tell you this, so I'm just going to lay it out. It's spring. That means the birds are chirping and the flowers are blooming. Everything's looking nice outside, but guess what's not looking good? Your bank account. It's time to sell that ass. For the first time in your life, it's time to take your ass to market and put it on the streets. Hey, I'm back. Grab a box. What the hell do you have here? What the fuck is this, Jet? She's got boxes upon boxes. Where were you? I thought you went to the mall to exercise. Yeah, I went to the mall. I was power walking with the girls. I might have stopped in Bed Bath & Beyond for a few minutes. I'm not going to let Jessica just get to the point. Yeah, after I left, I stopped by the meat van outside. I bought a lot of meat. Holy shit, this box is full of chicken. What is this? A sun-dried tomato basil right there. Also, it was sun-dried tomato basil chicken. This looks like shit, Jessica. Can we play a Guess the Meat game? We're not going to play a Guess the Meat game. Oh, come on, just guess once. Okay, that right there, that looks like Pollock. No, it's actually Pollock. It says it right here on the tag. Fuck me. See you guys next Tuesday. Bye. 12, they're saying Joe Biden's back. Evidently, Biden's back. His hair's gelled back. He's got his shades on and he's ready to party for 4 more years. If he lives that long. Tell you what, though, it's fast and loose right now. You see a couple old guys like this running for president, and if you're working under them in any capacity in the government, it's like a license to have a field day. And I don't even think you need a license to have a field day.
Fuck job.
I used to play tetherball during field day.
Bye.
I used to play Foursquare.
You'd be the next Tucker fucking Carlson or Rush Limbaugh, John. I think you could.
Yeah, well, I used to play funnel ball.
I'm better than you at funnel ball.
You're not better than me at funnel ball. You jerk.
I think you could.
When you buy frozen Texas toast at the grocery store and you bring it home and you put more butter on top of them, you know you're a piece of shit. And that's what I did last night.
You ain't no better. I had it. Jason, you should be a man to get a whiny little boy. Call me a whore. You called me a bitch. You sit on the damn chat line. You come into my bedroom when I'm asleep. Wake me up for a piece of ass.
And as for Big Bird, you need to go back to Sesame Street, buddy, because you're...
ICanComplain.com is the home of this program. We're found everywhere that you find podcasts, even some places where you can't. You know, there's somebody out there that's living this life that I talked about today. They're going to Liberty Tax Service. They're getting their tax return. They're going straight to the mall parking lot, and they're loading up on T-bone steaks for the spring. I'm not hating on it as much as you think I am. Shit, somebody's going to take it a step further and trade drugs for EBT. And then turn around and use that EBT at the tent to buy steaks.
sun-dried tomato basil parmesan chicken's ready.
That's all you made was chicken?
No, I got a little pollock here too. You want to nibble on a pollock?
No, I don't want to nibble on a pollock.
God damn, Jessica, you're inappropriate.
Do you love me?
Do I love you? We just met a couple of minutes ago. For all I know, you might be a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I am a pot-smoking, jaded, wild-eyed, radical dropout.
I love you.
You will be offended.
There's a lot. It is not political correct.
It is not.